This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Hemant.
And Jessica.
And we're actually celebrating our 100th episode.
Yeah, 100. We did it. Yay.
And now we're done.
No.
That means we've been doing this for like 2 years straight.
Yep.
And it also means, and we were talking about this earlier, I think the thing we're most proud of is that we've done 100 weeks straight.
Yeah.
Like different guests every week.
Yep.
We haven't like not done something.
Yeah, I think we've only doubled one guest. And
yeah.
That was David Silverman.
And even then, it's different.
Two.
Yeah, it was different. Different contexts.
Man, so remember when I yelled at you in the Chili's because I wanted to do a podcast?
All the time.
Yeah. That's how we do.
So I think the thing we want to do this time is just kind of ask each other questions, because there's a bunch of stuff that we always want to ask that we never get to because we're always talking to the guests and stuff.
We want to talk about ourselves.
Sure.
I guess.
Jessica, who the hell are you? Like, for people who, for listeners who haven't, even if they have heard, they probably don't know much about what you do for a living, what you do in your private life. What's going on with you?
Oh, I've got lots of things to say about my private life. I'm Jessica Blumke, now Jessica Greif, although I think I'm probably going to stick with Blumke for the podcast because...
Because that's just a better name.
Because it was pre-recorded and I don't want to re-record it. I'm 30. I am from the Chicagoland area. I live in Chicago now. Just got married in September. So I went to Ball State University, majored in English literature, and a minor in anthropology.
So the skills you need to do a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you didn't let me finish.
All right.
Unfinished minor in dance. So suck on that. So I graduated in 2008, like when the recession happened. I lived in Montana for a while. I think I've mentioned on the show, I worked with horses. I lived in Australia for about 6 months, which was awesome.
I did not know that.
You didn't?
No.
God, we've known each other for a long time. I don't know how that came up. So now I work on a content marketing company, which is a pretty mundane job. A lot of spreadsheeting. I used to write for them, which is how I got into it. And actually I got that job cause I started writing for your site. Cause when I started writing for you, I was working at the Chicago Tribune, placing classified ads for $12 an hour and like wanting to fucking kill myself.
One of those jobs that just sort of disappeared after a while.
Yeah, it's still there. But you know the thing that just came up in Yelp that the girl open letter to her CEO?
Yeah.
Literally, I had the exact same job and it looks like I made the exact same amount of money she did.
Except
so.
You didn't like shit on your boss publicly.
No, I didn't because I was trying to get a raise.
Right.
And then I left because they couldn't do that. So anyway, I started writing for you in 2012-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that neighborhood. And here we are. I don't write as much anymore for your site because I work during the day, which I didn't used to do so much.
Who needs a job?
No, not me, certainly. This podcast pays all my bills.
It pays none of mine.
It pays zero bills. and that's it. Now I live in Chicago with my husband, and that's who I am.
Nice.
I don't have anything else compelling to say about myself. But I do have a funny story about regarding my job. I had a meeting with my CEO. I don't think he actually listens, but he walks in. I'd never really had a meeting with him before. His first thing was like, "Hey, I hear you have a podcast," and I was like,
"Whoa!
Oh shit!" And he was very nice about it. We had a long talk, and he was super on board. He always asks; it's like his go-to small talk with me.
How's the podcast going?
Nice. I was like, "Oh, fine. I don't know him. It does most of the work, and I just show up and read the notes." But Hemant.
Yes.
I actually wrote down questions.
Oh my
God. Fucking professional.
Look at you.
Okay. So what was your moment? You've been doing Friendly Atheist for 10-ish?
Almost
10 years.
Yeah.
When was your moment when you were like, I made it. I did it. I got it.
You know what? There wasn't one moment or anything, but I remember like at some point when it started, it's like, oh, I don't even remember, like a few hundred views or something.
Yeah.
And I have nothing, no baseline to compare that to.
Right.
But then it would just be, oh, there are more people and mm-hmm. that's stable. Like mm-hmm. I know there's like a couple thousand people coming every day.
You can depend on that.
I can depend on that, which didn't mean anything other than, oh, okay, that's a number. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of kept growing after a while. Mm-hmm. And then slowly I became better at writing.
Yeah.
In the sense that...
You mean with your math background, you were an excellent writer?
No, I mean, like, I know better how to write a blog post now. I mean, you can go through my archives. This is embarrassing. Anyone listening, you can go through my archives on Friendly Atheist.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back to, like, 2006. Mm. And they're just boring. They're badly written.
Yeah.
No one cares about anything I'm writing about. And I don't know when, it's just a gradual progression that you learn how to write more interesting things that people actually want to read.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I do that all the time now either, but it's like, oh, okay, I kind of know how to do this in a way that people will want to share it. They'll want to read it. And it's just kind of kept growing since mm-hmm. then. So there wasn't one time when I'm like, oh yeah, this is how it's going and this is, I made it. Because that never happened. It just kind of kept growing. So that's nice.
Yeah, but now you're like... kind of a celeb.
That it's the worst kind of celeb.
No, I brought
no one cares.
Do you remember when I brought you to that poker game a couple of years ago?
Yeah, okay. And so you invited me to a poker game with some of your relatives, friends.
It's like literally my
and I like poker.
My husband's brother-in-law's brother's family. Like
I don't know any of these people, but I want to play poker.
So he comes to play poker with me, and it turns out like my brother-in-law's nephew is like a big fan. And so he was like cornering you and talking at you. I was like, it's darling, because it's true. Like I remember the first time I met you is because like my then boyfriend now husband like recognized you from your blog because I was reading it all the time, and like you're pretty famous, dude.
In certain niches, none of which I actually interact with in my regular life, so it never really comes up.
Yeah.
Like, outside of this, I work with, like, a high school speech team. Mm-hmm. They don't care what I do.
No.
I used to
They're
teach.
They're unimpressed by everything.
Oh, totally. And I used to teach, and, like, again, they don't care what I do. So it's like, and my family doesn't care either. So it's none of the circles I'm in actually know or care about
any
of
this stuff. Does anybody you know listen to the podcast?
No.
No?
No.
I have a couple, like...
Really?
A couple of my coworkers have. Well, and I interviewed one of my coworkers. But Eric, who was on the show, like he was kind of played it low. And so like recently a couple of my coworkers were like, I listen to your podcast. So I was like, why?
Look
I'm always
that.
Suspicious when people are like, I listen to your podcast. I'm like, what are you doing?
No, but like no one I know listens to this. And I mean, they don't read the website either, which is really where I spend the bulk of my time. So I just feel like I'm in this little bubble in my own world.
Mm-hmm.
And in this bubble, some people know what I do and what I am like in that world.
Mm-hmm.
But man, in my regular rest of my life, when I'm not by a computer, no one gives a shit.
I was listening to an interview. I don't know what it was, what the situation was, but it was a podcast called My Brother and My Brother and Me, which is my favorite thing, by the way. We're going to talk about more podcasts after this. But they were talking to Chuck Bryant from Stuff You Should Know. I don't know if you've heard of either of those things.
Stuff You Should Know, yes.
Yeah,
heard of it.
Medium
that's
famous.
All I got.
But anyway, Chuck Bryant, who's one of the hosts, said how weird it is that he'll go to like a convention or a speech, like go to talk to people. And he's like a celebrity. Like people come up to him, want their picture taken, want their autograph. And then he like walks out, goes across the street to like a KFC, and nobody has any idea who he is. And he's just like, oh.
It's a weird type of thing. And I think this happens to a lot of people on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I think it happens to podcasts and bloggers to some extent.
Niche.
Where, it's exactly, you're very well known to like a handful of people.
Yeah.
And no one else knows anything about you. It's a really weird type. Like, I'm not joking. Like, it's a very weird type of celebrity with big quote
big
hands.
Big quote fingers.
Yeah.
Do you ever get... So I remember when I first started writing for your site in 2012. And so this was, like, coming up to the election. So it was... I mean, it's kind of like what it is now. Just a circus of, like, old white men saying the dumbest things.
Yeah.
The woman has a whole way of shutting that thing down or whatever.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That came up. That got us a lot of traction. And I remember once in a while, I'd, like, be going strong and, like, writing 3 posts a day. And then I would just get fried on it. And I couldn't write anything for, like, a week or two. Because I was just like, I can't... Do you ever get burnt out on like, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about any of this. Like, put up the Ten Commandments wherever you want. I don't care.
So that, I'll tell you why. That hasn't happened. And part of it is because this is what I mean by like, I've gotten a little better at blogging. Because I can find stories that interest me enough that I'm like, I got to share this. And I got to write about this. And I can do it in small chunks of time, like, oh, the baby's sleeping, wife's asleep or something. All right, I can knock out a bunch of posts right now and post them tomorrow or something like that. So I haven't gotten burnt out. What's the only thing that is kind of bothering me a lot of times is I'm like, I do have to write a certain amount because this is like what I do now.
Yeah.
And if I don't do it, I'm one, I feel lazy as hell. Mm-hmm. And two, I feel like I'm letting people down because a lot of people are listening and watching and supporting me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, I got to do it. So there is that feeling of if I have nothing, I can't go to bed yet. I got to work and I got to get something up. Or if there's a ton of stuff going on, I have to find time to get certain things up. And I always have a few things kind of in the pipeline that I can just bring out in case of emergencies.
Like evergreen type.
Yeah. Well, and like atheist voice videos, for example.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of them I haven't posted on the website. I'm like, you know what? In case I get hit by a bus, at least I can cue this up in the hospital or something. I don't have to worry about it. But that happens.
Do people know that you do this full time? Is that like a known?
I've posted about it, but I don't know how many people
cares.
Know. I was going to say nobody cares, but I don't think I've posted about it. I haven't hid it from anyone.
So like where do you see the blog or the podcast or whatever, like your friendly atheist empire in like 5 years?
Yeah. You know what? I really like when I see like Bill Simmons on ESPN or,
is he the guy?
Chris Hardwick, who does Midnight and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They, like,
podcast.
Had whatever. They started with a podcast or they started with something. And then they built it out into a bunch of things. And I'm obviously nowhere near their level.
Sure.
But I love that idea where they started with one form of media, which I feel like I did with, like, the website. Mm-hmm. And then you try a bunch of different things and see what sticks. And so right now it's like, oh, YouTube. That kind of worked. Mm-hmm. And I'm still doing that. And the podcast. I still don't know if this works, but we're still doing this. And there are some other projects that I kind of want to try.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've tried a couple things. They didn't work. And then they just quietly peter out. You'll never even know I tried it.
Uh-huh.
And other things where I'm like, I'm going to give this a shot. And if it works, great. Like, it's something I'm constantly thinking about. And I'm always putting the pieces into motion.
Mm-hmm.
And if they work out, cool. Then I'll let you know about it.
Yeah.
But until it happens, like, you probably don't know that I'm trying a bunch of different things. But I love watching those people who try to do a bunch of things. And then this little world they just kind of create.
I mean, Hardwick is a great example.
Like, I mean, I love the sort of stuff he does. I don't listen to any of it, but it's just not my thing.
I used to listen to
But
Nerdist,
you know what I mean?
And it was too much. He does 3 podcasts a week.
That's...
In addition to all the other 3 a week. And like... I burnt myself on it and it's like too much. Like you miss like 2 weeks. And you're like, oh my God, this is like 12 hours of content.
But for the people who love it, they really love
they
it.
Eat
and
it
he
up.
Has enough people who do that. Like who is it else? Like Felicia Day. Like there are so many people who just, they get their niche and their fan base is awesome and they love everything they do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how many people get an opportunity like that? I mean, they created it. Yes, but they make the most of it.
Oh,
so
for sure.
I love that. So that's kind of what I've been doing a lot of.
Cool.
Just trying to try different projects and see if anything works.
Yeah.
Pathos is kind of like that too, by the way, which I really like because they'll try a whole bunch of things.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it works, some of it doesn't. Whatever.
Yeah. So you have a kid now.
I have a kid now.
How's that going?
Oh my God, I'm so tired. The kid's out of the house right now. We're recording this in my house.
Oh yeah.
And there's no kid around.
There's baby shit all over the place.
There's baby shit all over the place, but there's no baby. The baby is elsewhere
right
now.
Did you lose
it? I might have. I don't know where she is. She's probably crawling around.
I'm sure she's
fine. Do they crawl at this age? There's like, she's 4 months. I don't know what she does.
I don't know.
She's probably really mean.
Ugh, my husband and I are talking about having kids and it's like, what do you do with that? Like, I don't know. Like, if you tell me you have a 4-month-old, like I've seen your kid. So like, I know kind of what she, I guess that was 2 months ago. That's not even, but I don't know what a 4-month-old looks. Oh, I'm going to be a terrible parent.
No, you know what? And this is the weird thing. I thought, oh, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I've never been around babies. Mm-hmm. And all the doctors and stuff, they're like, don't worry. No one's ever been around babies unless you have one.
Yeah. Because
why would you be around babies otherwise?
Loud and smelly.
So you just kind of figure it out as you go. And I mean, I'm fortunate. We have help with
family.
Yeah, her parents, my parents, they're around and close. So we have that help. But yeah, it's been weird just getting used to oh, my whole life is now the baby.
Yeah.
I'm not going out again.
You never went out before.
Right, but now I have an excuse. So... But that changes
things. Whenever I'm asked, you're like, do you want to hang out? You're like, yeah, I don't have any other friends.
True story. Because of the baby, we haven't posted pictures of it online.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
We haven't, no Facebook, not even like a privacy setting.
Is that a conscious thing?
Yeah, because there are creepy ass people who follow me.
Oh,
because
you're a celebrity.
Again, in that weird niche where it's like weird. I don't know everyone who watches or listens, and why would they want to see pictures? If it was just my friends, if it was just family, people who know me, fine, I'll post pictures. But like... I don't know who's looking anymore. So we haven't posted anything. My cousins, my friends, they have no idea what the baby looks like. Like, I just tell them, I mean, baby. Like, just like imagine baby. That's it. But we haven't posted anything.
Yeah. That's actually an interesting thing. Because I've had, like, when I started writing for your website, when we started doing this, I've definitely had people add me on Facebook. Like, people who I presume are, like, listeners or readers. Because
that's
we have
how they know
no
you.
Friends
yes.
in common. Or they're friends with, like, Beth Presswood or something like that.
Yeah.
And I, like... I remember having like four of them, and I was like talking to my friends. I'm like, because that's sort of a change in like your sort of Facebook life of, am I going to be...
I don't know all these people who are my friends anymore.
Yeah, am I going to be this like quote unquote public person, which is, it would literally be like a dozen people who have added me over the years. So I don't have delusions of grandeur here, but like I post like, I am here with my friends doing this. Like, yeah. I don't know if that's something I'm comfortable
with. Why do I want to share that with the world?
Yeah, of course, maybe it's naive of me to think that that's not accessible to people anyway. I don't know.
But yeah, it's a weird thing to think about. And I think a lot of atheists I know who do any of this stuff publicly, I think they've had those thoughts where it's like, why are strangers commenting on these posts or these status updates? Or do I want them to see certain pictures of what I do in my spare time? It's.
I mean, I think there's...
Anyone who does anything
publicly.
People have
like public ones. I don't know. But I was a freshman in college when Facebook started. So like I've had Facebook since the jump. So it's just always been a part of my life. So I think it'd be a weird thing to all of a sudden have public. I don't know. I don't care. Nobody cares.
This is why I don't post about public. Like you want to know about my family life? Too bad. Like
I have to call you.
I really don't post that much about it. Yeah.
For sure.
For that reason. So, okay, let me ask you this, because we have a limited amount of time left.
Because somebody doesn't know how microphones work.
I don't know how microphones work. We've been doing this only 100 times. What type of guests have you enjoyed the most? Not any specific names, but type of guests.
So I think the ones I've ended up enjoying the most have been people who we, like, fundamentally disagreed with.
Yeah.
Which surprises me.
Conservatives, Republicans,
and you know, that's something
Christians.
We've gotten pushback on. Like, I always, I always read the comments because
I don't.
Ugh, I know you don't. And my husband gets so mad at me because I like get myself riled. It's a personal problem. But, you know, we've had people who are, I mean, the people who specifically I really liked were, I'm going to drop names because not their names because I don't remember their names. The guy from The Blaze.
Yeah, Billy Halliwell.
Billy Halliwell, he was great. And the woman who ghostwrote for Sarah Palin.
Yeah, Nancy Bristol French. Palin,
I remember just being so delighted by, I was like, I would get a drink with them. I would hang out.
They're
like,
nice people.
Agree about shit. Whereas like, you know, we've certainly had people who we agree with. And I'm like, have like the getting the beer with you factor.
It's been weird. As the election season's going on, I see like Rick Santorum appear on Rachel Maddow and stuff. And every time I watch him, I'm like, why does he seem so normal and nice when I'm watching the interview? Yeah, I disagree with like all of his positions on everything. But I'm like, same thing. I'm like, he seems really nice. Where was that guy?
I guess I always blocked Santorum out of my life.
But you know what I mean?
Out.
Like,
no,
it's the same thing with all these, some of these people where I'm like, I disagree on the biggest thing that we are talking about right now. But man, I would get along with you just fine. Whereas I know so many atheists. Yeah, so I'm I agree with you on just about everything and I want nothing to do with you.
No, it's strange. So those are the ones I've liked. I remember like the Susan Blackmore interview, like fucking blew my whole
mind. This is when you were at TAM.
Yeah, do you listen? Not TAM. This was when I went to American Atheist.
Oh, American Atheist.
In Memphis. She was so fucking odd. She, and well, actually all those interviews I did at that were like, awesome. And do you listen to the ones that I'm not? Okay. I don't know.
I know. No, I listen to that. I just don't read the comments on any of them.
Yeah, that's smart. But yeah, we get a lot of pushback on that of like, why do you bring in, like, why are you giving these people a platform? Yeah.
And
I'm
why
like,
did you I talk think, to a pro-life atheist? Because what else are we going to, well, I don't need to talk to someone who's pro-choice because I am.
Right. What
like, I'm not
going to
learn
people,
anything.
What I keep telling people, and I'm sure I've said to you, like, at what point is it just a circle jerk? At right. what point is it us sitting around microphones congratulating ourselves about like right. how smart we are?
And this is something we talk about or we think about when we're trying to book guests and stuff, which is who would be really interesting to talk to? Because yeah. I don't want to just talk to someone who's an atheist. That's right. not interesting.
And we have a lot of people who like want to come on our program who are like, I'm an atheist, interview me. I'm like, what
do you... About what?
Yeah. Or are we just
hey,
gonna, like,
we don't believe in God.
In
high five over the phone.
Good
we're
for
done.
Us.
Yeah, no, I want to get something from them. So if they've written a book or something that has a really interesting topic, mm-hmm. fine, you're an atheist, whatever. But sure. like, let's talk about that.
Right, right.
But this is something where when we talk to people who fundamentally disagree with us, it's fun because I don't hear that on other podcasts.
Yeah.
And I like it. And I like that conversation. And you know what? Even if we end up fighting about stuff, yeah, it's still...
Listen, nobody's coming on our show who we're going to change their mind.
Yeah, I don't go into it thinking we're going
to
argue.
And I don't think that should be the goal because yeah. like the point is we need to hear from other people. Otherwise, it's just an echo chamber.
And I was telling you earlier, there's a guest that we wanted to book that we'll have to reserve till later. Mm-hmm. From a Christian organization.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And one of the things I said is, I'm like, hi, I'm Hemant. I do this podcast. Here's a little bit about me. Can you join me? Mm-hmm. And they and I actually sent them, here's a link to an interview we did with someone else who's kind of from your perspective.
Yeah.
Just so you have an idea of what this is. Because I don't want to debate you or argue with you, not the whole time. On certain issues, maybe yeah. we could talk about it. But like, I'm not here to have a shouting match with you.
Right.
Because again, I've heard that. That's yeah. boring. Yeah. I don't need that one.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The response is, yeah, okay, we'll talk to you.
Right.
And I don't think they would be so quick to say that if it was, I don't know, anyone else.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of wrapped up in the title of, like, that friendly atheist thing, because I don't know, there's a million places you can go, and this is not to, like, disparage on anybody, there's a million places you can go to have people, like, yelling about current events or right. all that, which, like, I wanted to do. That's, like, what I came, I was like, what if we sat around and yelled about, like, the GOP? Wouldn't that be fun? And you're like, nah, and I was like, okay. But, like, I think we have a unique kind of lock in, because, and I think it comes from your name and, like, the work you've done leading up to this, of that people, you give people a fair shake, even if you don't
Hopefully.
Disagree with them.
Yeah.
I think.
And getting plenty of trouble for giving people a fair shake.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. But still, fun, worth it. And, again, this is what I don't get, especially within the atheist community in big quote words,
yeah.
which is like, just if you're an atheist, you don't think in lockstep on a lot of things. I think there's a lot of overlap,
yeah.
but it's interesting to realize there are atheists who take these minority positions on mm-hmm. different things, and whether you like it or not, they think they are critical thinkers. They think they're rational.
Right.
They have their justifications for it. Mm-hmm. And trying to figure out, okay, where are you coming from that no one else is?
Yeah.
How do you convince someone that you're right on this issue when you're already in the minority, mm-hmm. you know, on the atheism thing?
For sure.
That's way more interesting. And that's what I like doing. And this is, the podcast is a form to do that, that I don't think I could really do anywhere else.
Yeah, I don't think written interviews are nearly as
yeah.
compelling as, like, just hearing people talk.
I kind of like the spontaneity of, yeah. yeah, just talk and let's hear what you have
well,
to say.
Well, this is a very heavily edited interview. We really chop things up. No,
right.
We just
and
talk
it,
on
the video, that might happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, here, we don't edit anything.
Yeah, we usually warn
it
people
about
that.
It goes straight through unless something crazy happens with the audio or something.
Oh,
that's about it.
So. Okay, so who would your dream guest be?
You know what? There are a lot of the quote-unquote big-name atheists that mm-hmm. I would like to talk to, mm-hmm. and I've purposely not asked them to join us on the phone because I keep hoping that we're going to see them in person, and I would much rather have these conversations
yeah.
in person.
You don't want to drop names then?
It's kind of everyone, the one like the Dawkins types,
sure.
which is like, okay, everyone knows who you are, but I don't want to talk over the phone for half an hour.
Right.
I would rather talk with you in person.
Mm-hmm. Which is why we should go to more events together.
Which is why we are, yeah, as soon as I figure out where to throw the baby.
Ugh, she's fine. She's, what, 4 months?
She doesn't really make noise.
It's hard to get a job.
I know. We'll give her a milk bottle, pacifier. She'll be quiet for 10 minutes.
That's all we need.
We'll just have to go in spurts.
That's all we need. Yeah. Oh, the other one I love to do, I like talking to other people who do similar things. I'm circling back to a question because I interviewed Ross Blatcher when I was in
who does the Ross and Carrie
Ross and Carrie, which they're in Maximum Fun. I want to get us in Maximum Fun. We're not fun enough.
One day.
He was a blast. And I don't know. I enjoy like just talking.
It is interesting to pick their brains, yeah. Especially when they do the kind of weird thing that
like
we do.
Niche,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
that is an interesting thing. I don't talk to very many bloggers out like in person.
Do you listen to any of their podcasts?
Yeah, but they're usually the not atheist ones. They're like the Fresh Air, some sports ones.
Fucking intellectual.
No, This American Life. Those ones that are popular
the
enough.
NPR-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can listen to that on a car ride.
You know, it's funny. When I first started listening to podcasts, I had like. This is even prior to my shitty Tribune job. It was like two shitty jobs before that. But I would always listen to like atheist podcasts and like really like get myself riled up. Like Thinking Atheist, I would always listen to, or I can't think of it. Godless Bitches when it was on, all those kinds of things. And I would talk to my brother like, oh, you should listen to these. He was like, I work all day. I cannot like put myself through this ringer. And now that I have a job that actually like occupies brain cells, I can't do it anymore. Like I listen to it. And I'm like, I'm exhausted. I'm so tired. I want to listen to like, My brother and me, where they're just like goofballs talking at each other. And I don't know where we'd fall within that though.
I don't know. I don't actually know when people listen to this, if they listen to it, you know, are they listening on a drive? Is it something they listen to at work? I don't know. I wish they would tell us people.
Yeah. I kind of wish I want more feedback from people.
Yes.
We don't get a lot of comments on the,
we should just open the phone lines.
Is
to
that
like
so needy
everyone.
Of me? Please tell me that you like me.
Down the line, that's what we'll do next.
Yeah. Oh, phone should we do
calls.
A call-in show?
No, we'd have to figure that out.
Seth Andrews has that down
the
block.
Well.
He does it so well. I couldn't do it. Bless his heart.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's interesting. By the way, if you ever start a podcast or YouTube or whatever, you learn to get a lot of respect for the people who do it really well, even if you don't like them.
Yeah.
It's like, man, your videos always look awesome.
Yeah.
And your sound is good, which is something we struggle with a lot. And, like, you always have something to say that I want to listen to.
Right.
That's hard to do.
The thing that Seth does so well is when he... because he gets the callers on, and I think it's the same idea. It's more or less live.
Yeah.
He's so good at, like, ushering off people who aren't going anywhere, which I would never be good at. I'd be like, sir, please, no. And
he
then
just shuts
talks
them
at
down,
me.
But nicely.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah.
Are we going to end on that note, or are we
we'll
gonna...
end on that note.
No,
Seth, you're awesome.
Yay, Seth.
So here's the deal. We're cutting this short because we're actually going to go record other episodes right now in a studio.
So we didn't do five in a row today,
I know.
Which is a lot.
So that's 100 episodes down.
Yeah. Good for us.
How many more you want to go?
Diet Coke, cheers.
Woohoo.
Woo.
Clink.
How many more do you want to do? I don't know, like infinity more?
Six, seven. Be done after tonight.
Do you think that we'll, how long do you think we'll keep doing this?
I have no idea. But I said that about the website too, and it's still going, so I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe this will be my full-time job.
It's as long as people will keep listening.
Yeah, please,
so,
guys. I like doing
thanks
this.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
One day we'll get advertisers.
Thanks, everybody. Oh, email us. What's our email?
FriendlyAtheistPodcast@gmail.com.
We don't even have a domain.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay. Yeah, email us. Tell us your thoughts and what you hate about us. It's always good for me to read and cry at my desk.
Thanks for listening so far.
Yeah,
and we'll
thank you for sticking with us. 100 episodes.
That's awesome.
That's so many episodes.
We'll keep making them, and hopefully you'll keep listening.
Yay.